Roger JP on the Bone Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Hero song, very appropriate. Did you guys hear the full story? Jeremy Renner, the full story has come out now about like what happened with the snow cat thing that he was driving and all that stuff. He was trying to save his nephew's life when he got out of the giant snow cat, snow plow thing he's got. And because he got out, I guess he had, you know, the giant plow thing had started sliding, and his nephew is not like 6 years old. His nephew, I guess, is, you know, an adult, you know, maybe in his early 20s or something like that. But it was going to run his nephew over if he didn't get out and keep the plow from sliding, because he had pulled his nephew's car. He had like just with a chain, like pulled his nephew's car out of the snowbank or wherever it was. And then the giant snow plow thing started sliding. And so he tries to stop it from moving. When he got out so quick, though, he didn't put on the emergency brake. So apparently that's a mistake, a user error on his part, because that would have stopped it apparently from moving anymore. But he didn't. I guess he just put it in regular park, didn't use the emergency brake, went out because it was sliding, tried to stop it from sliding. And all I can picture is he was like maybe trying to push from the front where the plow blade is or something. And there's these giant treads on each side. And it kept coming frontwards, I guess. And maybe it eventually, he slipped or it caught him. And it just literally ran him over and broke 30 of his bones. Like, can you even imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
He, I mean, scorched into the snow, bones broken. And it was all, you know, spur of the moment. He got out real quick to try to help his nephew. Nobody ever thought. I mean, there's no way in his brain he was thinking, you know, this might kill me. He was just getting out to try to help him out. And that is literally some hero stuff, just going out and doing that and putting yourself at risk like that. And then, I mean, they said easily could have been killed. But that was why, trying to sell his nephew. So he gets run over. His nephew is there, calls 911, and is able to, you know, get the emergency people there and kind of like take care of him as much as he can while waiting for emergency people to get there, which, of course, it had snowed, and who knows how tough it was to actually get there. What a sick story. That's like, it's almost like he was being modest and not saying exactly all what happened, both, you know, how much the injury he had was incredible. He was, oh, this is the name of it. The snow groomer is called a piston bully. What is a...
I don't know.
You always hear, he's on a snow cat. That must be another brand. A piston bully. The piston bully snow groomer. And it's like throughout the story, like 10 times. Although the piston bully had mechanical issues, it's believed, based on the inspection, the parking brake would have kept the piston bully from moving forward. It's a weird thing. So there's pictures of him in it and stuff from the past of Jeremy Renner driving this thing. And it's a really cool machine. But, you know, he's like Lake Tahoe or whatever. And so they get a lot of snow, and he has a lot of areas, and he can afford to own this thing and plow everything and pull people out of banks. But he just got himself in some trouble.
And how is he? Do we know how he's doing?
Recovering. Yep. I mean, like, he's even putting out pictures. Yeah. Yeah. He's, I believe he's home, but he has to keep getting, you know, he's getting tons of rehab. And
yeah.
I think the last thing I saw was a picture of him getting his leg like stretched out and all this stuff. And meanwhile, he's got more than 30 bones that are still like mending and all this kind of stuff. This guy is pretty cool. Pretty good story. You know, the hero story of Jeremy Renner saving his cousin reminds me of that time when I dove off the kayak and saved my dog. Just like it.
Oh, yeah? Same concept?
Bella dove off the kayak, and she had the leash on her still. I was like, oh, no, the leash is going to get caught in the rocks because it wasn't super deep, but it would stop her. And meanwhile, the kayak and I are going this way. The dog's going that way. There's a boat coming through the canal here going out to the deeper stuff. And I'm like, so I dove out right away. I'm like, wait, the kayak. So I have to take the kayak, go after the dog, try to find the dog, make sure the leash doesn't get caught, bring her onto the beach. Yes, exhausted. Put her on the beach. She shakes out, has no idea I just saved her. That's my that's my hero story. That's what I remember. Just like Jeremy Renner saving his cousin.
Hey guys, listen, Rev, real quick.
Oh, hold on, I'm still reveling in it.
Okay, sorry about that.
Ah, yes. Ah, Bella. Yep. One life saved.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Calta. Do you have a story like
this? Yeah, no. Listen, I'm glad you saved your dog and all that. That's a great story. Yeah, I remember it was like late 80s.
I feel like you're patting me on the head.
Yeah, it's not that I'm not doing that. It was like late 80s, and there was a rumor that Reggie Jackson was going to kill Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
So I dressed as an umpire during the game. He was like, it was crazy. It was
like
Reggie Jackson was like under this spell. And I remember, so I'm like, okay, listen, what can I do to save this? I got to save the queen. You know, God save the queen, Calta save the queen. So that's what I had in my head. So I'm like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an umpire in the game. And then when Reggie Jackson gets under control, you know, like the mind control thing, I'm going to shoot something from my watch.
Yeah.
To like take him out. But it's... It accidentally deflected and went to this big lady in the upper deck. And then she comes tumbling down, lands right on Reggie Jackson, and I saved the queen.
That's incredible.
So,
that was me.
So is The Naked Gun actually the movie? Is that actually the true story of Mike Calta saving the queen?
It is the true story.
I have no idea.
Leslie Nielsen did a good job playing me, though.
You are a hero. Add that to his resume, Mike Calta saved the queen from Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't want to brag about that, but.
Well, I brought it up.
That's totally true.
Now, Mike, how did you let them make a movie and then they just didn't involve you at all? I'm a little disappointed.
Well, you know, they involved me by saying, here's money.
Okay, well, that's all that matters. Okay, all right, gotcha.
You know, everything goes better with money.
And Leslie Nielsen played you, but I mean, honestly, I mean, you don't have white hair. He doesn't look really like
you. No, he wasn't me in the whole movie. Just that scene. That scene was based off me.
I see.
Yeah.
You wore the umpire padding, the whole thing, the mask.
Yeah.
And you just looked around waiting for Reggie.
Yeah. And it me.
In real life. That's incredible.
Reggie.
That was the name of my first book. Waiting for Reggie.
Yeah. Well, Calta, you've done so much in your life. We you don't even talk about this stuff on your show in the mornings. It's good we get to talk to you about these things and drag them out of you.
Every once in a while, you gotta save some stuff, right? You know,
everybody
just knows everything. You just...
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that this song specifically that Mariah Carey sings is about you. She somehow...
Again, Monica, I didn't want to say no, but yes.
Yeah, I would just assume that, yeah.
Is it true you wrote it with her one night sitting on her couch?
It was me, Tommy Mottola, and Mariah.
Tell me Derek Jeter was there too, please.
No, because she was with Tommy Mottola at the time. So that would have been real awkward if she was with DJ. But I did introduce DJ. I did introduce DJ to Mariah.
DJ.
Not too soon after that. So, So that was, so she's welcome for that. You know, get the big DJ. So anyway, we were sitting, me, Tommy Mottola, Mariah. We're in like this big palatial, top floor, everything overlooking New York City. And, we're on like a big fluffy couch. You know, that's like the way Mariah likes it. And having some champagne. And and then like the champagne glass fell and broke.
Oh.
And it was right by Mariah's feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. She was going to step down on it. And I said, I got it. And I got up and I called the butler and I said, hey, do me a favor. Clean that up over there.
Yeah.
And the butler cleaned it up. Her feet didn't get cut.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, Mike, you're a hero. And I said, that'd be a good song. I said, you got a pen?
Yeah.
Pen and paper? And the next thing you know, we're writing a song.
Really?
And we got a number one hit.
Incredible.
That's weird because when I read her book and her writing of that, maybe she was trying to protect you because I don't know that story.
He's very humble.
No, I was, yes. Okay. I was. I told her specifically, reference me.
Gotcha.
Do not mention that.
Yeah. I see.
Makes sense.
I said, I'm going to release it 28 years later.
On the Roger and JP show.
On the Roger and JP show.
That's right.
I'm going to release it in the middays
to
Tampa Radio.
Right.
That's how I'm going to release that secret.
Right. The vast midday audience is where you would do it first instead of in Mariah Carey's multi-million selling book.
Correct. Or on my hugely popular morning show.
Right. That too.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, you're a humble guy, so you would never talk about this kind
of
stuff.
No, I don't want it. You guys bring it out of me somehow. It's like I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting here. I'm listening and trying to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I got a question, Mike.
I feel like I can contribute.
You want to contribute.
Yeah.
But would you...
You get it, Raj.
Would you be a hero to Brett, though? Like, if there was a situation like that...
I wouldn't do anything for that guy.
No, you don't like
that bald bastard. I wouldn't do anything.
That bald bastard.
Why?
Not a thing.
You mean if he was going to get run over by a giant piston pulley snow cab plow thing, you wouldn't?
I'd be like, hey, sucks for you. That's what I'd be like.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And just watch it. Watch the devastation. I just.
Cold-hearted.
I'd laugh. Yeah.
Cool.
That's where I'd be. And then on to the next thing.
Wow.
So cold-hearted. Incredible.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's all true. Everything I said.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
Nobody's doubting you, sir.
No, not at all. Well, pretty impressive. We learn a lot about Mike Calta every time he's on the show. So thank you for taking the time, especially since you got up so early to do the morning show and come on our show and you know, impart your humble stories to the masses.
I don't know how you make it to New York.
That's the least I can do.
Yeah, it's impressive that you just hang out in studio with them, just waiting for time to chime in. That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you, I'm like a cobra.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, I sit back and kind of survey the situation. I strike when I need to. Right.
Right. When it's, you know the timing.
Right. You don't even see me. I'm just like hanging out in the corner there or like all camouflaged.
You're in the Cobra basket right over
there. That's right. Right over there.
I never even see it. It's a giant straw basket.
See it right over there.
It's like Indiana Jones.
It's a big basket. Snakes. I hate snakes.
And there you are. If I play this flute right here, will you go in the basket? And if I play the flute, will you come out and like start doing like a belly dance?
You want me to try it out, Roger?
Because I think it'd be pretty wild. Well, all right. Let me play the. You get in the basket, okay? And now I'll play the flute, and then let's see if you can dance.
He's like Zamfir over here, this guy.
Yeah, you ready?
You got a little pan flute or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever it is, I'll try to play.
Shaking, do you like that? Hey.
Mike, you're really dancing like a cobra. It's really pretty good. This is impressive.
How you doing?
Wow.
You like this ass? You like this belly?
Whoa.
What do you like?
I think it's more than we all bargained for.
Okay. I'm running out of air.
You want to get back in the basket?
I ran out of the air. I couldn't do anymore.
Oh. Glad you summoned me like that. That was hot, Ranch.
Calta Cobra in the studio. Good to have you here like a cobra. Amazing.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what just happened.
Like Monica with the Viper. So you remember
the...
Yeah, like that.
All right, it's time for the top 10 list brought to you by JustCallMo.com. Thank you, Mike Calta, for being in the studio.
Anytime, Ranch. For you. Anything for you and JP.
Yeah.
Kinda Monica.
Kinda.
Fat Dizzy.
Definitely not Brett.
I'd never do it for Fat Dizzy.
Nothing
for Brett.
Wow. Gareth's just sitting over there innocently and attacking him like that. Not nice. All right, here's the top 10 list. If you want to take a guess, you can, Calta.
All right.
Today's top 10 list, the top 10 dancing singers. There are many great singers who also dance when they perform live.
All right.
And they're the greatest of the dancing singers.
Now, I've only wrote three songs with this guy.
Oh, no.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, number one. All right, Calta wrote three songs with Michael Jackson, so of course that's who he's going to guess, his personal experience. You don't have to have personal experience with your dancing singer to take a guess. Monica, would you like to take a guess at who is on this list?
I'm going to guess Britney Spears.
She did not make the top 10. That's the one I was wondering why she wouldn't make it. But when you see the rest of the list, I mean, they all could make it. They're all great. But Britney did not make this top 10 list. Good luck getting everybody else on the list. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Top 10 dancing singers. Brought to you by JustCallMo.com. One of the singers who dances a lot has the bounty prize on her. And if you get that one, you will win the prize from the Bone Prize Stash. Good luck. 727-579-1025. Your guess is coming up next for the top 10. Be right back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.